You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
In a world where everyone has a camera, I love that voice, all of life becomes a trailer. That's right. Video is the communication language of the 21st century. Sure, moving pictures have been around for more than 100 years, but cameras in every pocket? Indeed, cameras as an extension of the human body, as an outboard sensory organ, means that civilization has finally replaced cave paintings and print with cat pictures? No? Keyboard cat pictures.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow. All the way. Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
Ow! Johnny! That really hurts!
Don't taste me, bro! Don't taste me!
Leave Billy alone!
Kittens inspired by kittens!
Oh, my God! Trampoline! Trampoline!
Yeah, this is real life.
Some highlights of viral YouTube videos that you may know. Can you identify any of them? We'd love to hear from yours. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or just post them to thetakeaway.org. But in this Tower of Babel moment in the history of citizen video, camera quality is not a problem. The lens quality that can fit on a mini cell phone today exceeds the quality available to professional photographers for most of the history of photography and video. No, it's a story and language problem we face this morning. The world needs an editor, a video grammarian. If the events of history, from the 9/11 attacks to Obama's inauguration to the uprising in the Arab world, are all going to be chronicled by amateur cinematographers in this century, and if the personal history of everybody is going to wind up on video, then perhaps we need some language skills for this new citizen medium, a video language with rules and grammar to allow everyone to be understood in this new global film festival called reality. Enter longtime filmmaker and cinematographer Roger Sherman in his new book, Ready, Steady, Shoot, The Pocket Posh Guide to Great Home Video. He offers readers easy-to-learn techniques to make better home videos. Roger, welcome to the program.
Thanks for inviting me.
Now, I've cast you something as the E.B. White of video, the elements of style. I mean, that really is your mission here, right?
Yes. The book is all about technique, and technique is one of what's going to get people to laugh and cry and actually want to watch your videos and not run away or decide they have a dentist appointment.
And the rules that you provide here, and we're going to get into them in a second, apply equally well to recording an anniversary or grandma's birthday party as it does to working on the streets of Tahrir Square in Cairo.
You've got one shot. You're on that wonderful cruise. Your kids are taking their first steps. Something's happening. You want to be able to shoot it and have people actually watch it and go, wow.
And the key is that the pictures have to, of course, tell a story, and they can't make people want to, you know, wretch. I mean, you really have to be steady. You have to be ready. And you shoot not for very long. I think this is so interesting.
Shorter is better. I think the problem with most people's home videos is they shoot in real time, and they don't realize that nobody wants to watch your cruise for 3 or 4 hours. It was great for you, but you've got a plan, and short, short, short.
Now, take me into your mind. We're going to get into your 5 steps for better videos and this 10-shot video. You've actually shot a movie of coming to visit The Takeaway?
I already shot, in the half hour that I've been here, a whole movie. And the key to my learning system is something I invented called the 10-shot video.
All right, we're going to get into that in a moment. Take me into your mind. How do you organize what you're going to do? You arrive on a scene. You go, okay, where's the movie here? What are you looking at?
All one has to do is ready, steady. Get ready means plan. Look around, say, where could the first shot be, and how can I go from the first shot, from the second shot, to the second shot? I want to vary my shots. I want to go from a very wide shot to a medium shot, a little bit closer. The problem most people have is it's the same shot over and over. They don't walk in. They don't get closer. And
they don't vary their height. They don't scoot down.
That's right. If you're shooting a small child, get down on the floor with them.
All right. We got 5 tips to better video. Hold steady. And that's obvious, right?
It is obvious, but you often see, especially viral videos that are around the world, people are going crazy with their cameras. They're shaking. They're moving.
And that's acceptable if you're in the middle of the Japanese earthquake and tsunami.
Of course it's acceptable, but wouldn't it be greater to see the tsunami better if the shot was steady?
Indeed. And so number two, don't pan back and forth. I do that all the time, and my kids hate my videos.
Decide what the shot's going to be and go from the less interesting to the more interesting, to where the action is.
Now, I have a zoom on my camera, but you say zooming is death. That's number three.
It is key to killing your video. Don't ever zoom. Walk in closer. Unless you have a tripod, then you can zoom.
All right. And four, short shots. I was saying this before. 6 seconds or less. That's amazing.
That can really capture most of the action. Now, if there's conversation going on, obviously you don't want to cut it off in the middle. But then you really have to listen to see what is my family really going to want to watch and listen to. So, again, short, short, short.
And we're going to play a clip here that's Jay, can you set up the dentist office clip? A lot of times filmmakers just go for the funny reality moment and don't really think about the story around it. Here, listen.
Is this real life?
Yeah, this is real life.
Okay, now I have two fingers.
Now, a sad, poignant moment. A little kid comes out of the dentist office. He's got anesthesia. He wonders if it's ever going to happen, ever going to change. He's talking to his dad. You get a great moment, but you still need to tell a story.
That's exactly right. And part of the story can be the kid's face and how close you can be on the child.
So what does a 10-shot video mean?
10-shot video is a learning system. It's an exercise in getting, as I say, your film head on. 10 shots to shoot a whole film, look at it, see, learn. I've shot lots of 10-shot videos you can see on my website, readysteadyshoot.com. And then when you go for that great moment, you'll be ready.
And the idea here is to empower the world to just be better at this burgeoning video language.
Wouldn't we all want to watch our videos and not run from them?
You don't run from Roger Sherman's video. One of the last movies you did was the 100th anniversary of Chevrolet.
Chevy 100, exactly.
Terrific movie. Roger Sherman, author of Ready, Steady, Shoot, The Pocket Posh Guide to Great Home Video Fits in Your Pocket. That's how useful and portable it is. Roger, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.